Good morning.
Good morning.
That's what I'm talking about. We're here to learn about referrals. And as you guys know, all about referrals starts with relationships. So please make sure that you get to know the people around your table. Make sure you get to know the people around on the other tables. Connect and build those relationships. Now, we want to go ahead and get started right away from the master himself, who is going to teach you all about the subject. So help me stand up and welcome Howard Partridge.
Woo! All right, thank you, Santi. Woo! Good morning. How are we doing this morning? All right, so I have some gifts. I want a lot of participation this weekend. The Referral Mastery Workshop is all about mastering referral marketing. Many of you have been learning referral marketing from us for many, many years. And now it's time to take that knowledge that you have and master that knowledge in a real way every single day. And that's what this weekend is all about. How many of you know someone who has mastered something? How many of you know someone who's like mastered something? For example, Santiago is the master when it comes to sales, as an example. Now, the thing is that he's mastered, you know, a lot of things, but that's just one of the things. So so who knows someone, Daryl, who do you know that's mastered something?
I know Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson?
NASCAR driver,
okay. All right, there you go. There's a Ziegler quote book. By the way, this will help you a lot, but if you already have one of these, what are you going to do with it? All of business and all of life is about relationships, right? And you'll have a new best friend if you give them one of these, and of course, put your business card inside. Yes, ma'am. Did you have your hand up?
No.
Oh, it's kind of like an auction, right? Kind of like an auction. You scratch your head, you just bought something, right? Okay. Who else knows someone who's mastered something? Yes, sir.
Mike Kenery, baseball player.
All right, baseball player Mike
Kenery.
Who's he played for?
He played for a lot of teams.
So, Isaiah, now you know how much I know about baseball, right? Okay, all right. One more. You know somebody who mastered something. Say, sir.
Bjorn Borg, tennis, long time ago in the 80s.
And
Bjorn Borg,
he quit
tennis.
His game, too.
And what sport? What?
Tennis player.
Tennis, okay, tennis. Okay, all right. Thank you, Caesar. Okay. So that's our goal this week, is to understand how to master this process. And that's why Dave Fry is going to be in the house, because if there's a master marketer on the planet, it's David Fry. Now, you probably read in the promo that we did how hard it was for me to get David to come down here. And he'll be on about a little after 10 sometime this morning. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start us out with a foundation. How many of you know if you're going to master the game that you've got to master the foundation first, right? You got to master the basics first. So you start out as an apprentice, then you go to journeyman, and then you go to master. But you only go to master if you've really practiced the basics. So one of our clients, Inner Circle member Brenda J. Sell, let me rephrase that, senior grandmaster Brenda J. Sell is the highest ranking female Taekwondo female in the world. And she's one of our Inner Circle members, and she always comes to Destin. She'll be here next month for the retreat. And they have a saying in karate, and they have a saying in Taekwondo. They have a saying in martial arts. Who can tell me what that saying is? What's the definition of a black belt? Anybody know? It's a white belt that never quit. A black belt is a white belt that never quit. And by the way, do you think that to become a black belt that, you know, you're a white belt and you just like take a lot of time off and then you come back to it, or do you practice every single day?
You
practice every day, right? So the way that this came about is I had been trying to get David to just come have lunch with me, and we used to do lunch more often. I don't know what happened. I mean, the guy's just, you know, he got just too busy, I guess, and so I'm always trying to get together for lunch. It's not a good time, or I'm traveling, or whatever. And a friend of mine says, he sends me an email and says, hey, look, I've got tickets to the Final Four game, and it's in Houston. I know you're in Houston. Now, I had to pay for the tickets. I paid really good.